There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. We are on episode 48. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Getting there.
Yeah. So today we're actually going to be talking about the power of belief. So, you know, belief creates vision, it creates strength, and it creates resilience, right? And so, Sean, I want you to kind of take us back a little bit to, you know, your childhood, your background. I know we talked about it maybe in the first few episodes, but yeah. Why don't you talk about your background there?
Yeah, so I think we did talk about this a couple times in other episodes. It might be a little bit of a recap, but the reason I chose this subject because I was trying to think back and I'm like, you know what made a big impact and what can other people do to mm-hmm. make impact in other people's lives?
Right.
And belief is huge. And so, you know, growing up, if you guys have never heard about our story or I'd highly recommend, I think it was
episode one and two. So yeah. You can always go back to those.
But, I grew up very insecure, self-conscious. I still do today, but I had a trouble making eye contact with people. If I could go a whole day and nobody knew I existed, that was probably a success, you know? I think most people didn't know I existed.
I didn't even know that. I mean, when I first met you, I had no clue that you even felt that way. So, yeah.
But, I had all those insecurities, and it's not that my parents didn't, love me or didn't believe in me. They did very much so. And a lot of love in our house. Growing up, I just, for whatever reason, I was very insecure and mm-hmm. I wore glasses since I was first grade. And so, bullied and made fun of and all that stuff. But, what really changed was, and I'm going to give you a lot of credit. So, when we met, we were 15 years old when Jody and I first met. And I have no clue what she saw in me at that time. I had a cool truck and maybe that was it. But,
And cool friends, yeah, I have to admit that.
But she believed in me, and she, we got introduced through our mutual friends. She showed a liking to me, which I think, up until that point, I don't think there was another girl that had ever shown liking in me. So it gave me that confidence and belief, at 15 that, and hey, maybe I'm not as... I'm more special than what I thought I was. I didn't feel special and you made me feel special.
Yeah. And I think we have a funny story to that as well. So like when I met Sean too, and it's actually one in the first few episodes, but when I first met Sean, we actually had a typing class together, and I was, sitting in the back of the room. Always, for whatever reason, I'm like a loose cannon. I was always unprepared. And Sean's in the front of the classroom. And so I'm, from the back looking at him like, oh, I like that guy. Anyway, and so I didn't have paper for whatever reason that day. And so I was like, well, I'm going to go ask him for a piece of paper, to type or whatever. And so I go and ask him for a piece of paper. And he gives me the entire ream of like paper. And then a few seconds later, he comes back. Hey, Joni, I need a few papers to, be able to type. So I thought it was a funny story, but it's kind of how
That's
it all.
That's how nervous I was. Yeah. A pretty girl was actually talking to me. So I got so nervous. I gave her the whole stack of paper, but no, I mean, yeah, it was, but as as we started to date and you gave me that confidence and belief in myself, at that age, which carried on later in life, but, helped me in sports. Mm-hmm. Looking back, I wish I would have blossomed so much earlier because, mm-hmm. I had it all in me. It was just, you know, I didn't have the belief that I could do it, or I didn't have the belief I could, you know, be a better basketball player, or I had all the skill set and I practiced a lot, but I didn't have the confidence to demonstrate it or.
Yeah. So I think the takeaway there, and I, looking at my story too, I mean, I think in reality, we helped each other, mm-hmm. you know, blossom, because I, in a way, it was the same way. You know, I didn't have a father figure. My biological father left early on. Mm-hmm. And so my support system and my belief was my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And then when I went off to high school, I was kind of on my own a little bit. And you were really that belief in me, you mm-hmm. know, to go that extra mile, push myself beyond what I could be, you know, what I thought that I could be pushed at. So I think the takeaway there is, if you can be that light to somebody and believe in somebody, it makes a huge difference, mm-hmm. right?
And that's usually all people need is somebody to believe in them, that they can do it, that they can accomplish something. And so I think, you know, for each other at a very young age, we were our beliefs and from mm-hmm. Very different backgrounds and experiences, but we were that you are special, you can do something great, and you know, we carried that for yeah. each other. And so yeah,
and be that encouragement. I know that, you know, like others out there, I mean, if you're listening to this, you know, it means a lot just to encourage others to be able to do things, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's if you can be that support system for somebody else, like, to me, it feels good knowing that I helped somebody.
Yeah. And I think your grandfather, what helped you, and he believed in you, why you had such a close relationship, was like he was the one that bought you your first car, mm-hmm. but he was also like, he went to every softball game and he was there like encouraging you and
not
supporting
to quit.
You.
My, yeah. Even my first job, he, you know, drives me to my first interview and yeah. encouraging me along the way. If you read my book, The Choice Is Yours, and you know, if you haven't got that book, I encourage you to get that. Yeah. But so he was my biggest fan no matter what.
Yeah. And tell that story with the Taco Bell, like what he did, or I remember the interview or something like that. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, no, I mean, so 15 years old, you know, I it started at like 13 or 14, I wanted to get my first job, and I wasn't even old enough to get a job. And so once I hit 15, I got a worker's permit. My grandfather took me to go get a worker's permit. My mother didn't even know this at this point. Like, she didn't want me working because it was another responsibility for her to be able to drive me to a job. Yeah. But my grandfather's like, hey, you know, I'll handle it. Don't worry. I'll take you. And so he's, you know, driving me to this interview. I had no clue what to expect. And he's, you know, giving me some pointers on, like, you know, what to say, what to do. And then, you know, at the end of the interview, I was acting like I, you know, I got the job. I'm the, you know, badass, I guess, you know. And he's like, tell me, all right, Joni, like, take it down a notch, like, don't, you know, be disappointed if you don't get the job, yeah. you know. So, you know, again, he's teaching me it's okay to fail.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, yeah. And then they called, what did they say?
Oh, it took them weeks before they called me. And finally I was persistent. Every day I was calling on the phone. Hey, did I get the job? Until the point that he told me, fine, you got the job.
So anyways, but he was your belief system too, even
yes,
before me. But
absolutely.
And then we, you know, throughout high school, we carried it. And then into college, you know, if you don't know our story, we, you know, started in real estate at 19 and, I had seen an infomercial, had some money set aside to go to college, use that money mm-hmm. to go to these sign up for boot camps and seminars and all that. But you believed in me at that time.
Yeah.
And you're probably maybe naive, but you,
well,
at least,
I mean, I think yeah. that, and I, maybe it was a little bit naive, but I'm like, if this is your passion and this is what you want to do, like, I'm going to support you 100% in this, and I'm in it with you just as much. So, yeah.
So even, you know, at that, when we were 19, you were working three jobs. Mm-hmm. We're trying to start a real estate business and flipping houses. We bought our first house at 19, which made you nervous. But again, you believed in me. You gave me that confidence that, hey, you know, if you think this is going to work and you think we can make money at this and build our future, well, let's do it. And so, like, again, you know, whether you didn't know no better or not, you encouraged and pushed me and motivated me and gave yeah. me that strength to make it happen. And we're doing it together. And so I think that there's a big takeaway there mm-hmm. is, like, if you do have a spouse or significant other, you're probably the one that can impact them the most. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, Joni and I have really always been our biggest cheerleader,
right.
You know, growing up and later, and even to yesterday, you know, I felt like I was getting, you know, my butt kicked on some of the decisions we made and some business decisions. And it's like, you know, even when we get knocked down, you're still there encouraging me and still there supporting me, mm-hmm. saying, hey, you know what, we'll get this, we'll get through this, you know, picking me up when I'm down, yeah. you know, and each other's rock is what we always say, you know, we're there to give that support and that rock to lean against when we feel like we can't.
Absolutely. Know. And you don't have to know even if your spouse isn't involved in the business, or, you know, you can still support them and still encourage them, you know, that they're making the right decisions. I tell this to a lot of my friends that are in business for themselves, where, you know, they might feel like they're alone in some situations. I'm like, you know, if all they need is an encouragement and confidence that, you know, and so this, your spouse can be the number one impact.
Yeah.
And even for your children too, you know, like, I mean, to encourage your children and be that impact for them.
Correct. And yeah, and we really try to do that with our kids. And there's times you had to pull me back and say, you know what, Lucas just needs you to believe in him. Just needs you to encourage him right at this time.
Don't push him.
Don't point out every mistake he made. Right now, he just needs to. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about all the positive things that he did in the game. Not point out the few times that he messed up or missed an opportunity. Let's look at the positive and let's build on that. And
right.
So, yeah. Sometimes you have to remind me of that, mm-hmm. but. You can be your kid's biggest encouragement as well as along your spouse. So.
Yeah. And your staff and employees as well. I think that's big too. I mean, you know, especially a few weeks ago, we experienced a disaster here in Houston, and, you know, everybody was tense up and, you know, tenants yelling at us, owners yelling, you know, and it's just chaotic. And to be able to encourage your team that, you know, don't give up, like, let's get through this together. We're getting through it together.
And believe in them that they can get through this.
Exactly.
Or that they can do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they can make the decision. They can make the decisions, not your decision. It's their decision.
Yeah. Something we do in our companies is, cheers for peers. Mm-hmm. And, there's something else they call it on Teams. I don't know. It's, like praising or something like that is the
Thankful Thursdays. I don't know. Yeah,
anyways, but the whole theme is you know, Thankful Thursdays, cheers for peers. You know, it's just giving
acknowledging yeah.
what people are doing and what and sometimes that acknowledgement goes a huge way for them, because mm-hmm. then they're like, wow, like they believe in me, or they, you know, think I can do it, or that I did something great, and then they can build on that, and it sometimes it's that little slight hope and belief, especially if it comes from a boss or somebody they respect a lot.
Well, I mean, you also have that negative self-talk, you know, where you're telling yourself, oh, I can't do this. And, oh, like, you know, I'm not doing anything right. And all the decisions I make is not right. You know, and just somebody encouraging you can just flip that switch.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, another big pivot in our career lives was when we pivoted into property management and the turnkey mm-hmm. space. That was a big decision for us, because, you know, we had been really house flippers for the last 10 years prior to that. And then the market was changing. It was, you know, right after the crash. You were 7 months pregnant.
And that was probably for me, at any point in my life, that was probably the most terrified I had ever been.
But
and
you still believed in me.
I still believed in you, but why I was so terrified is because I was going to be a new mom, and I had, you know, I had a child now, and so I needed to, you know, make sure that we were okay to provide for our children.
Yeah, and we pivoted into that space, but you backed me, you supported me, you... never naive to the situation, that you knew what was going on in our business and what we were doing mm-hmm. and the changes. But, you know, again, it was a belief that, hey, if you think this is the right move for our financial future, then let's give it a try and go. And so, luckily.
And I got to say, every decision that you've made, big move has been
worked out.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, but there's been a lot of failures along the mm-hmm. way, and getting ourselves back up. But I think the biggest thing that the first step that we wanted to encourage everybody that's listening is, you be that person that that encourages or provides that belief to someone else.
Right.
Like you can provide impact to so many people around you, that and it doesn't cost you anything. No. It just
showing kindness.
Yeah, and believing and showing support. Mm-hmm. Just look for opportunities. You know, there's plenty in your sphere of influence that you can make a big impact on that mm-hmm. person's life. So. Yeah.
And then we can talk about also believing in yourself, like some things that you can do to help support believing in yourself. Like, you know, maybe somebody that, you know, is struggling with belief in themselves. Like, mm-hmm. how can we help them?
Yeah. So we put together a couple points on how you can start developing belief in yourself. So to work on your self-esteem, we recommend to become an avid reader. Mm-hmm. So self-development books, you know, we try to read at least a book a month. And I think that, you know, that develops that belief mm-hmm. that you readers are leaders or something, I think is what they say. But
sounds good.
Yeah. But, you know, you can, you know, reason why leaders are readers is because, you know, they're constantly working on themselves. They find techniques and they hear different ways people are making improvements in their lives and it can impact your life. And so, books absolutely. Are a great way.
Yeah.
Listen to podcasts. Yeah, is another big mm-hmm. one. So, you know, I think for those several years, you know, podcasts didn't exist for us, but right. we would go to seminars, we'd go to read books, we'd buy mm-hmm. all these courses, and now you got podcasts that are free mm-hmm. that people are giving tons of value yeah. and information.
I mean, listen to it on the way to work or listen to a podcast, you know, a 30-minute podcast while you're working out in the morning. You know, I think that's huge.
Starting a morning routine. So I think if you start your mornings right, it parlays into the rest of the day. Setting your day off right mm-hmm. so that you have a great and successful day.
Sure.
So your morning routine. So we've gone over this, I think, in several podcasts. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we like to work out in the morning because, you know, and it starts our day off right. We start with meditation in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Your prayer, depending on your spiritual beliefs, but you know, those start our day on, and if we miss those, we usually don't feel right that
yeah,
day.
Yeah. I mean, it sets the day off if you don't, you know, start your morning routine, right? It might sound boring to some people, like, oh, it's just a routine, but I mean, we're big on routines and that's been, you know, proven in our lives that works for us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, you know, give thanks. Like, what are you grateful? You know, three things that you're grateful for.
Yeah. And so, I mean, starting why we're telling you all this for belief is because it usually when you start doing these things and you start with that morning routine, you're developing that belief in yourself for the day so that you can conquer whatever is thrown your way mm-hmm. that day. Because we're all going to have challenges during the day. And so, you know, when you start off your day with a morning routine, you start with positive, you know, belief system that, hey, I'm equipped and prepared to tackle whatever hits me during the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And try not to, you know, read your email the first, you know, when you wake up in the morning, because for me as well, like that email that you get from, you know, maybe yeah. somebody that, you know, is angry, it just sets your day off. So try to wait, you know, until you get your morning routine done before you start, you know, looking into your email.
Yes, we've learned that one the hard way too many times. Develop a, you know, we've talked about it, a time for meditation or prayer, incorporate breathing techniques. So, you know, I don't meditate a lot, but, you know, but it does help. And I know breathing, slow, deep breaths. Do you have any, like, do you work on breathing? I know you do meditation.
You'd probably breathe more than I do. I need to work on that. I need to work on those techniques.
But like she said, prayer,
meditation,
you know,
quiet time for me is just quiet time, like just time to think, you know, like if I just have like a moment of silence to just like, let me gather my bearings, you know, let me try to figure it out. Is huge for me.
A great way to develop belief in yourself is starting, some kind of, improving your health. So either a diet and exercise mm-hmm. plan. That's huge for developing belief in yourself. You see the people that have lost significant weight or done that, you know, their belief system and their self skyrocket.
Right.
So I think,
feeling good about yourself and also reducing stress. I know for myself, you know, during the whole pandemic, if I was stressed out about something, I would just go to the gym. So
And then daily affirmations. So just, I mean, we share those with work. You know, I know we're on teams, and so we share daily, somebody usually sharing some kind of affirmations mm-hmm. for the day.
Or post it to your mirror. That's an, you know, I know that if I'm, you know, feeling down on myself, like I'll write a positive word on a sticky note and post it to my mirror, you know, and just repeat it. Every time I go to the mirror, I'm you know, reading that affirmation.
Journaling. And just, I know you're a big journaler.
Journaling is big for me. I do it daily, and it's just, again, to get my thoughts out there. Like, what am I thinking? Like, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling like this? And usually it helps me bring clarity to why I'm feeling a certain way.
And also, I think you can go back to some of those journals, reread, and like, you see, like, wow, look at how far I've come, you know? Mm-hmm. And look at how I thought back then and what I was going through, and then, you know, through a different lens, you know, a year later or 6 months later, it develops more belief in yourself that, wow, I can come through challenges. Right. Or I came through that. And it really was, it's not that big a deal, but you know, now 6 months later,
for sure.
And then we've already talked about spiritual showing gratefulness, you know, depending on your belief, you know, you're a child of God, that God believes in you, whatever you believe, but I know there's a higher power that believes in you as well. But something else I wanted to talk about with belief is a great way to develop belief in yourself is to follow through with your commitments to yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where a lot of people fail. And it's hard. Don't get me wrong. I've struggled with that before.
Yeah.
So if you make a commitment that you're going to do something mm-hmm. or you're going to make a commitment to yourself that you're going to go talk to this person at work or at the bar or whatever, follow through with it. Or if you're going to start a diet plan or something, or, you know, follow through with mm-hmm. it, because, you know, or you're going to make this extra phone call to this difficult client, follow through with it, or just pick up the phone and do it right away, because you following through with your commitments to yourself is what's going to develop that belief.
Right.
And it can be, start small. Like sometimes people look at I'm going to go lose 100 pounds. Well, start small. Start with something easy that you can obtain.
Attainable goal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then that little, you knock it out. Okay. I can do that. And you just build on these little, small little increments, but following through with commitments to yourself will definitely, you know, build that belief in yourself and your self-esteem.
That's so true. The last thing I want to talk about is like the last focus on the positive as well. I think that, you know, when you think about the negative, you're going to be negative. Like change the narrative, you know, in your mind. Like, just always try to, like, focus on the positive.
Yeah. So you tell me all the time, change the narrative. You know, we tell our kids, yeah, change the narrative. Let's turn that around.
So. Yes. So.
But cool. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Just a quick little podcast today, but, you know, hey, share it. Please give us some feedback. We'd love to hear how can we improve? What can we do better? If you're liking it, you know, please rate us. Give us a 5-star review. That we would love that, so we can share this and make a bigger impact on people.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there. Talking. But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.